Don, what came first, language or perception?
Hey, is this one of those questions with no answer?
No definitive answer, but a couple of theories. The first is that the language you speak affects how you perceive the world.
So people who speak in different languages may perceive the world differently?
Yes. And the second theory is that you perceive objects around you and you think about them and then use language to express your ideas. According to this theory, we're sensitive to all kinds of conceptual distinctions, but the language we speak teaches us to pay attention to some while ignoring others.
I think I get it. For example, I heard that in Korean, you can categorize the relationship between objects depending on how loosely or tightly they fit together. So Korean has one verb to describe putting a shoe in a large box and another to describe putting a shoe in a small box. In English, we don't really have a term for this type of relationship between objects.
Right. That's why this distinction between Korean and English is often studied by psychologists. For example, in one study, psychologists tested 5-month-old babies to see whether they noticed how objects fit together.
Oh, because they're too young to speak.
Right. So if the tight fit, loose fit distinction is a matter of language, babies wouldn't be able to detect it, in the same way they can't distinguish between the words lawyer and accountant.
So what was the verdict?
The babies did notice how tightly objects fit inside each other. So at the very least, there is some universal core of physical distinctions that all people notice before learning to speak.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor.
Today's program was prepared by Denise Brown with help from Linda Smith in psychology.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.